Today is Sunday, August 16th, 2015, and this...
All right, now, I mean, you're in Las Vegas. Things can happen. Why do you think there's desert all around that place?
I don't know why.
Because nobody ever leaves their rooms to water anything.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 516.
Las Vegas, Nevada! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. Happy to be back here again. Always makes me happy when we're recording.
Right.
I get to talk about one of my favorite things, and we chat for the first time all week.
Right.
It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got a bunch of stuff to get to today. Some big time news. But first, a couple things I want to bring up. I'm going to pimp a book, and it's not my own.
This is also big-time news.
I know, right? Dr. David Schwartz, good friend of ours.
Big-time news that you're pimping a book that's not your own.
Exactly. I feel like such a whore lately. Dr. David Schwartz, our good friend. Many of our listeners know him from the Vegas Gang podcast and from his articles in Vegas 7 and any other number of ventures. He is the director of UNLV's Center for Gaming Research.
Occasional contributor on specials on the History Channel.
He's everywhere. He's
Travel Channel,
yeah.
Mob Museum.
He's
a man about town.
He is, and he's a tremendous author. Many of our readers...
And a tremendous person.
Many of our listeners... We don't have readers. Well, we kind of do now. Many of our listeners...
You
have,
do.
...have read his most recent book, Grandissimo,
mm-hmm.
which is the history of... Well, kind of Caesar's Palace and Circus Circus. It's a biography of Jay Sarno, who started those properties, and it's a tremendous book. And he's written a couple others, too, The History of Gambling, Roll the Bones... Excellent. Two different mm-hmm. editions of that book.
Yes.
Suburban Xanadu. He's got a bunch of stuff.
He said he has 7 or 8 books, depending on how you count Roll
yeah,
the Bones.
That he's written, compiled,
edited. Let's
say edited.
8, because...
Yeah. Anyway, he's got a new book coming out.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
This made me very happy. I'm very excited for a new Dr. Dave book.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Boardwalk Playground, The Making, Unmaking, and Remaking of Atlantic City. He's the perfect guy to write this because he is a native from AC. He's worked in one of the Trump casinos. He's covered that city extensively. This will be really fun to read.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. And I wanted to bring it up now because he has a Kickstarter campaign going. He's got the book written. He's
unlike other people who did a Kickstarter.
I wanted to make sure somebody wanted to read my book before I even started writing
okay.
it. We know better.
You wanted
with Dr.
to make
Dave.
Sure there was interest.
People want to read Dr. Dave's books.
Yes.
Like, there's no question there. So he's doing a Kickstarter to get the thing published. There are costs associated with actually getting the thing produced and marketing and some of those things. So if you want to be part of this project, and I strongly recommend it if you have any interest in the history of Atlantic City or if you're just a fan of Dr. Dave's work, you can check out his website at boardwalkplayground.com. The book is going to be released in conjunction with the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic in October.
Cool.
So that'll be fun, too. Last time when he did the Grandissimo release, he did a short reading,
mm-hmm.
and he was signing books there and stuff like that. So I would imagine we'll have more of the same, and it's going to be a nice part of the event. So support the Kickstarter project and Dr. Dave, and check that out. I will link to it in the show notes, of course. This is fantastic. I'm excited. Atlantic City has a really, really interesting history.
Yeah.
Not just the casino stuff, but the stuff before that. And, of course, the last several years of the economy. It's been an up and down history. Well, thus the making, unmaking, and remaking of.
Right.
And I'm sure that there's a lot of it I have no idea about. But the stuff I've heard
You'll be
and
educated
read,
and entertained by this book.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So, anyway, support Dr. Dave. Support his Kickstarter campaign. And we wish Dave the best of luck with that.
And where can they find this?
Once again, boardwalkplayground.com.
Okay.
And I'll link to it in our show notes at 500bymidnight.com, of course. Okay. Speaking of books, very, very quick update on the progress of my audiobook. Of course, the print and ebook versions have been available for about 3 weeks, and those are selling well. And I thank all of you who have purchased that and those who have left Amazon reviews. It's nice to see those and that people seem to be enjoying it. That makes me very happy. The audiobook production continues. I've been recording often. It's a little bit more than halfway done, the recording part of it is. I'd like to be farther along, but I found that after about 2 hours, I run into two issues. One is that my voice gets really crunchy, like just sore throat sets in, and people have said try tea and all this stuff. But the other problem that's not going to be cured by tea is that after 2 hours, I just become like a mumble mouth. I can't pronounce easily pronounceable words.
You become Iggy Azalea.
Pretty much. I mean, throughout the recording, I'm repeating everything anyway. A lot of times I'll end up doing the same sentence like 3 or 4 times to get how I want it to sound. But then it gets worse after a couple hours. So I'm kind of limited in how much I can do in any given day. And then it's going to take a shitload.
You're not even forming words anymore at that point.
Yeah. Then it's going to take a bit of editing too, because like I said, I'm not stopping and starting the recording part. I just keep recording and then I'll go back and edit the whole thing, and that's going to take a while. So I'm planning on having it available sometime in September. That seems like a reasonable, that gives me a month and a half.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have it in the earlier part of September, but.
But you're about halfway through with the recording,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. So that's good. I'm up to chapter 12, I think. So yeah, but the last several chapters, a bunch of them are kind of long. So we'll see how it goes this week. I'm hoping to make significant progress again, but I'll keep plugging away. And I'm having fun with it. It's fun to do. Yeah. I've been thinking about periscoping part of the recording thing. I've been wanting to do that, but it's so like I'm so self-conscious about it, because even just reading it when nobody else is in the room except for the dogs, it's constantly, like I said, stopping and starting and screwing things up and cursing. And it, I don't know, maybe the periscope thing would be entertaining, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's like one more added bit of pressure while I'm recording it.
Right.
That's what's prevented me from doing it, despite me saying I'm going to do that tomorrow and then not doing it. So, oh, well, it's coming. Okay. So, and if you haven't bought the book yet and you're interested, it's LasVegasOutsidersBook.com. So you can check out all the places you can buy it over there. It's on Amazon and on my website and all that stuff. We get a lot of news.
All right.
Some good stuff this week to talk about.
Yes.
The big story, which many of you are already aware of, especially those of you who follow me on Twitter, you knew about this first. Excuse me. Let me strain my arm while I'm patting myself on the back, because it's the Las Vegas social media way.
You just wanted to have a 500 exclusive.
I know. And I did for, you know, an hour, however long it was. But big news, hotel sale this week, and it is not the Mirage. By the way, isn't tomorrow? Tomorrow is the 3-week deadline since the Mirage rumor, in which we were told.
Put that to bed?
Announced within 3 weeks. Yeah, it's not happening. You know, I was thinking about reading the names of every hotel in Las Vegas and putting it out there that they're all for sale. That way I could claim firsties, since that's the big thing. But I'm not going to do that. Or that they're all being renamed and or renovated. Then, oh, remember when I told you about that 6.5 years ago? I was right. I was the first one. I am Robin Leach. Okay, anyway, the big news. Las Vegas Club, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street, 18 Fremont Street to be exact, that has sold. Huge news that I broke on Thursday night, and then it became official on Friday with additional details that the current owner, well, the previous owner now, Tamaris, Slumlords. the company that's driven that property into the ground over the last several years, they have sold it. Now, you may remember that their big thing that was kind of on the horizon was that they were going to lease most of the casino space to CVS. That's not happening now.
Hooray.
But, yeah, I know. So the thing is,
the last thing we need is another goddamn CVS in Vegas.
The initial speculation, there was a couple different angles as far as the speculation once it was announced that it looks like Las Vegas Club is being sold, without any details as far as who it was that was buying it. One of them was CVS. But, you know, that's a huge, it's a 2.1 acre spot. There's two hotel towers.
Yeah, what would CVS do with a hotel tower?
And CVS just, they lease, they don't buy stuff typically. So that didn't make a lot of sense. But then some of the other things were, and this has come up on and off for several years, is that it could be a timeshare. Mm-hmm. I know that that was one thing that maybe 4 or 5 years ago, it sounded like they might be, Tamaris might be in talks with a timeshare company mm-hmm. to take over the hotel towers. So that was still kind of in play.
And because then, you know how I love walking downtown and being accosted by timeshare people.
Oh, it's delightful. And then the last one, which ended up being true, was that it was being purchased by Derek and Greg Stevens, owners of the D and majority owners of Golden Gate. And that is what is happening. They are purchasing it. They have purchased it and have big plans. Well, presumably have big plans, but those have not been announced yet. So here's what's happening immediately.
I think Derek posted something about doing a max usage study, to which mm-hmm. I responded that if it were in our house, the max usage study would involve chewing it up and dragging it down Fremont Street.
Because that's what our Max does?
Yes. He's a destructive little bastard this week.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
We love him, but yes, he's trying our patience.
Here's the immediate future for Las Vegas Club. And if you've been following me on Twitter, especially last night, you saw, I don't know if I was posting, I was retweeting stuff on Twitter, and then on our Facebook group, I was posting updates. And in 1 hour, the story changed like 4 times.
You're just a little social media maven this week, aren't you?
I've got sources. I had a bunch of different people that I was getting messages from, and it was coming at me fast and furious last mm-hmm. night.
While I was laying on the couch with a migraine.
A couple reporters and some other people. But anyway, so what I'm understanding at this point... Mm-hmm. Well, what I know is that this purchase was strictly a real estate purchase. So, and Derek has confirmed this with the Las Vegas Sun, I believe, that, or maybe it was Review Journal, one of the two, maybe both. He did not purchase the name, so the name will be changing.
Hooray.
It's not Las Vegas Club.
I think that's great because it's...
It's been dragged through the mud.
It's got such a shitty association.
Yeah, even though it's been around for a long time. Like, that isn't even the first location for the Las Vegas Club. There was another one. I think it was, like, where La Bayou is.
Huh.
But anyway... So that's not happening, and it doesn't include any of the business aspects. So the casino itself, like the database and all that stuff, not that that's worth shit, that wasn't included. Mm-hmm. So he's buying the buildings and leasing the space back to PlayLV, which is one of the Tamaris companies. They're associated. It mm-hmm. manages the casino. PlayLV has a lease, I believe, for 60 days.
Okay.
So they could continue operating the casino in that time if they wanted to. However... And that's what it initially looked like was going to happen, which I was delighted by because that would put the closing right around VIMF mm-hmm. and we could have a fun send-off for that shithole. however, in the time since, Jonathan Jossel, who is the CEO of PlayLV, he told Las Vegas Sun that, well, okay, so I initially was getting word that employees were being told that shutting down tonight,
mm-hmm.
Like late night, like 1 a.m. tonight. And then they were constructing a security wall behind the bathrooms, like that hallway behind the bathrooms.
Uh-huh. Which, so why, like, would you do that if you're shutting it down?
Yeah. So weird kind of combination of events.
Because you're free to wander back behind the bathrooms into the craziness.
Yeah. So then they don't have to give the 60-day notice, apparently, which is required by unions, because only 27 of the employees, the cocktail waitresses and bartenders, are uh-huh. union, and that falls... As below. I'm told, below the threshold for the 60-day reporting mm-hmm. thing. So then it looked like, or I was being told from one of my sources, that it's staying open, but they're bringing in temporary employees for the 60 days it's staying open. And then a little while later, Jonathan Jossel said, or told Johnny Katz, the Las Vegas Sun, after I tipped him off that employees were being fired. Mm-hmm. That they're shutting down the table games tonight, so that's accurate. And then they're hoping to have the whole casino shut down by Thursday. So it is shutting down in the next few days.
So if you're in town and you want to say goodbye to Las Vegas Club...
The gaming control board, whenever there's a casino closure, the gaming control board has to be part of the process.
Right.
So it depends on them to some extent and them giving the okay to shut it down. And I suppose that they have officials who come in and supervise and make sure everything is done on the up and up. Mm-hmm. So the plan right now is for it to completely shut down by Thursday.
Huh.
And then it'll be presumably shut down for, I would say, well over a year because yeah. it sounds like they're going to do a pretty massive renovation, and we'll see what those plans include. But why is this good news? Many reasons.
Ho, ho, ho.
Many reasons. Las Vegas Club is a pit. Den of Sadness is a term that I think we've used before. I think that might be one of your terms. Yeah. You know, there have been a few people who have said, oh, I'm going to kind of miss the old play. I get somebody's going to like everything.
Right.
But the majority of people.
If it were what it was like 5 years ago.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. Because we used to go in. We would all, when we went downtown, we would make it a point to stop in there, have a drink, do some gambling. They had good pay tables.
Yeah.
We'd admire the screen bean lights.
I think the screen bean clip art. Yeah. Chandeliers.
Yeah. There was something, it was a place we enjoyed going to as a destination and hanging out for
fine.
A while, as opposed to recently where we would pass through. And
it was sparse.
Be overcome by the smell and the sadness and the despair and hightail it out of there.
And you go in the there's a huge amount of space in the back that hasn't been used since the hotel tower shut down, and some of it even before that. There's an abandoned bar back there. There's a bunch of stuff walled off. I wandered through there one time at night with a flashlight, with my cell phone flashlight, in areas I wasn't supposed to be in. And there's a huge walled-off area that used to be used for casino space and some other things that's just now like old slot machine parts.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of space back there, so I'm curious how that's going to be used.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Las Vegas Club is pathetic, so that's reason number one why this is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a CVS. That's another reason that this is good. Presumably, it will remain a hotel, or it will become a hotel again. That's been shuttered for a few years.
Yep.
And a new casino. We're going to get to see what Derek does with a complete renovation when the place is closed rather than trying to work around an open and operating hotel and casino, which is what he's had to do at the D in Golden Gate, which
right.
has presented some problems. You know, it's the elevator renovations, and at one point the escalators, when he added escalators, remember that was for a while shut down. And
uh-huh.
anyway, there are certainly challenges of doing
and
that.
And the elevators have been a challenge for a while. And
yeah.
He's added new ones. And yeah.
Anyway, being able to do a complete renovation from the ground up without having to worry about operating parts of the business should
mm-hmm.
open up some possibilities. And it'll be fun to see what he does. Is he going to put in a big sports book? Is he going to have
a spa?
Who knows? There's all kinds of stuff, and I'm very
curious. What kind of room product is it going to be? Because you mentioned that the rooms...
I think the rooms are decent size.
Yeah.
The towers were built in 85 and 96, so they're not that old. And I remember we had never stayed there. We did consider it a couple times because the North Tower rooms apparently were pretty good size and weren't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super cheap. But it'll be interesting to see, what happens with the rooms and how many suites where they'll be and
what he's going to rename it. That could be fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What kind of bars there will be.
Oh, you think there'll be bars?
I have a feeling there will be a bar or two.
There's been some requests already for Girth Bar because, as Ms. Nomer said, some of us have never felt completely comfortable at Long Bar. God, I love that guy. yeah. Anyway, so now Tamaris is planning on focusing on driving the plaza into the ground.
yes.
Hopefully they'll take the money from the Las Vegas Club sale and we'll do something at Plaza to improve... bring more people in there. Maybe they'll actually become members of the Fremont Street Experience again. They're not currently, which, you know, it helps with marketing and stuff if you are a member of that group.
Mm-hmm.
So time will tell what happens at Plaza, what happens in Las Vegas Club. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it. And congratulations to Derek, who's been, of course, a longtime friend of this podcast and hosts our big VIMF event.
Yes.
So we're very happy to see that he's adding to his downtown portfolio. And it says a lot that he's doubling down on downtown Las Vegas, too.
Yeah.
It's like he sees some
potential
here. And he's got look at the properties that he's invested in. They were all three of them now downtown are properties that were, you know, down on their luck and needed a hand.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily a bad way to go for investments, you know. You buy it. I don't know shit about real estate, but it's to some extent kind of like you see those house flipping shows.
Yeah.
You buy something when it needs a little bit of work and you put some work into it and then suddenly mm-hmm. you've got a valuable business on your hands. So anyway, this is good news for downtown.
Yes, I agree. Very exciting.
Yep. Let's talk about another downtown hotel since we're on the downtown tip. Downtown Grand, which we've certainly talked about a lot since not only since it opened, but since before it opened. And its trials and tribulations. And there is a rumor. This is another one. We should just have a rumor watch segment, I think. if we decide to have a rumor watch segment, this is part of it.
We should have theme music and everything.
Rumor watch. Just like some, I'm going to put together a stupid rumor watch sound effect once I'm done with the audiobook. Or maybe before, who knows. Mm-hmm. It'll be super hokey. Vital Vegas is reporting that Downtown Grand is going to announce in the next week that it is for sale.
You're not going to use I Heard a Rumor by Bananarama?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. So it wouldn't be surprising to me that Downtown Grand would be for sale. I maybe even mentioned it last week in my list of casinos that will be that would be more likely to sell before the Mirage. Not sure. I think I probably included Downtown Grand. I actually wouldn't be surprised if it's been on the market for a while. If CIM Group, which is a real estate investment company that owns it, I wouldn't be surprised if they've been shopping it around. But here's the thing about this rumor. Why I'm giving this rumor a likelihood of 30%, which is very low on my recently conjured rumor watch.
Didn't you give the Mirage one a 50%?
I think I did give that one a 50%. I'm not giving this a 30% that it's for sale.
Yeah.
I'm giving it 30% that this rumor is accurate, and this rumor is that it will be announced that it's for sale. I can't think of a single instance in recent history where a casino owner has said, this property is for sale in a public manner of any type.
It's not like a house where they slap a sign in front and say, hey, we're having an open house and come tour it and
make an offer. How it's done. It's kind of like word circulates and I don't know. I don't see there being an announcement that Downtown Grand is for sale.
There could be an announcement that it has sold at some point, but not.
Or it may come out in like a business column that, we've heard that Downtown Grand is, that CIM is shopping Downtown Grand, that they're in discussions, that sort of thing. That's usually how you find out about it, but I don't remember ever there being a public announcement of such things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who knows? Things change. Maybe there will be, but...
Yeah, they do things a little differently at Downtown Grand.
Well, not even...
For better or
worse.
Yeah, that's
true.
Usually worse.
It would be kind of amusing to see a big, like...
They're going to replace those banners on the sides of the towers. Yeah.
They can tie in the downtown, the DT3 thing.
Uh-huh.
DT3 for I don't know what it would sell for. 30.3 million?
Sure.
So we'll see. I wouldn't expect an actual announcement this week, but it wouldn't surprise me if Downtown Grand does at some point sell. Other Downtown Grand news, multiple reports from listeners, including on our Facebook group, that they have implemented something that is not great. Their table games in the casino are now open very limited hours, only 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. during the week and noon to 2 a.m. on weekends. That's death spiral.
Yeah.
That is a death spiral update. If we're segmenting this show, which we don't really do, we just smoothly transitioned from Rumor Watch to death spiral update. I am not aware of any other casino that has done this. I mean, unless they're shutting down the casino altogether for certain hours, which sometimes happens, but for them to only operate for 12 hours a day, their table game pits, not good.
Are they ever going to go the Mermaid's La Bayou?
Just shut down at night?
Yeah.
The problem there is they've got the hotel.
Yeah.
So they would have to like construct metal doors between the hotel and the, it would be hard for them to do that.
It would also be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But that hasn't stopped them before.
Yep. So that's the latest on Downtown Grand. For a while, it looked like,
I like playing blackjack there. I like their table games. They've got
low
limits
and
friendly dealers.
Every time we have a death spiral update about Downtown Grand, we have to remind people we're not hoping
for
this.
We're not hating on it.
We love the place.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
We like the place. I don't know if we love the place, but there's a lot going for it. It's just they're having trouble getting anybody in the doors.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens with that. And if there is a public announcement, we will gladly talk about it next week. But we probably won't be. Ride sharing. Yay. There's, of course, been a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes with the Uber and Lyft ride sharing services and their on again, off again availability in Las Vegas. It's been a while. That was like last October, November that they operated for a week before being shut down. Mm-hmm. And then it was legalized. And now there's been some things happening behind the scenes. Uber and Lyft officially filed paperwork to begin operating in Las Vegas and elsewhere in the state. And it could happen within a month. The Transportation Authority has a meeting in, I believe, mid-September, according to the Review Journal, and could okay their applications then. And then the taxi cab services will have more competition. And I know it's very controversial whether or not ride-sharing is an unfair advantage and blah, 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 blah. But I'm happy about this and look forward to, hopefully at VIMF, we will be able to take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
If we decide to actually leave our comfort zone and go to Frankie's Tiki Room or something, Uber's maybe the way to go. So we'll see how this goes. All right, some entertainment news. Rod Stewart. We don't talk about him a lot, but he's been performing at the Coliseum at Caesars for a while, and his deal has been extended through spring of 2016. I wouldn't have expected, if you had told me when this deal first happened, almost five years ago, that he would still be performing at the Coliseum.
Yeah, I would have thought, okay, he's going to have maybe a three-year run and call it good.
Yeah, but nope, he's still around. They keep extending his deal. So if you're a Rod Stewart fan and you haven't had a chance to see that show, you can still check it out through at least April. Tickets are on sale for those shows now. I think part of the thing with these some of these residencies now, and maybe the reason that they last longer, is because they're not as dense as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not performing every week.
Yeah.
His dates are, you know, like, he'll have a couple months where he doesn't do any shows, and then he'll perform solid for, or not solid, but he'll perform, I think, like, March and April, he's got a bunch of shows. So he kind of comes and goes, but that's his place in Las Vegas, and yeah, we've heard pretty good things about his show, even though his voice is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about the stomach pumping rumor, aren't you?
Is this something you would go see?
Rod Stewart? Maybe if I had free tickets. I don't know. I'm not a huge Rod Stewart fan. Would I go see him, though? If I had free tickets, I'd go.
For free, I'd go.
Yeah, but yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't. No. I'm just not that big of a Rod Stewart fan to pay and see him. Why? Do you have some interest in seeing Rod Stewart?
No. I was just curious if you did.
No, not really. Okay, we've got a bunch of restaurant notes, so I thought we'd fire through these kind of quick. I don't know.
Indifferent
to Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Of the current Coliseum regular performers, and I'll name them if you'd like, is Mariah Carey still there? Is that was like...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's still there.
I can't remember what the terms of that deal were, if it was just for like a month or what it was. But okay, so let's say Mariah Carey, Rod Stewart, Celine Dion, when she eventually comes back. Mm-hmm. You'd want to see Celine.
Oh, hells yeah.
Just because of the ridiculous nature of it.
The chest-thumping glory of My Heart Will Go On. Yes. Yes, I would.
I'm trying to think who else is there. Jerry Seinfeld, Elton John. He's still performing there.
Yeah.
Put them in order for me.
Put them in order for you? Okay. Yeah. Celine.
Okay.
It's a toss-up between Mariah and Elton.
Okay.
And then probably Rod.
Okay.
Or wait, no, Seinfeld and then Rod. I should put Seinfeld higher.
Yeah.
Okay. So Celine, Seinfeld. I'll say Elton because I'm more familiar with his music than Mariah's, then Mariah, then Rod.
Okay. Thank you. Just wondering.
What's your order?
That's probably pretty much the same.
Okay.
Elton John. I think I'd put Mariah Carey over Elton John.
Yeah.
Even though her voice is kind of shot too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably mostly lip syncy. I'm just not that big of an Elton John fan. He's got a few songs I like, but yeah. I don't know. I've heard his show is fantastic though, so.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not thrilled with all of his music, I think the show would be pretty entertaining.
And I'm not trying to rip on Rod Stewart. I'm like you said, you've heard good things about his show. I don't think I'm the target audience for the show.
If I knew, because you're under 70, if I knew that Elton John was going to wear the duck suit, that would elevate it to number one. But he doesn't do that anymore. So, all right, restaurant news and notes. We've got a bunch of little things that have been announced over the course of the past week or so, and I thought we'd fire through these. We've been talking on and off for the last several months about the upcoming Pawn Plaza, the container park being built next to the Pawn Shop store, the Pawn Stars store. That's close to opening, I think sometime in September, at least part of it will, and they announced some more food vendors. One of them caught my eye.
I love this name.
It caught my eye for two reasons. The name is Inagata de Pizza, which does amuse the shit out of me because it's so stupid, but it's kind of funny. So
that's in the same vein as Lancelot of Pasta.
Yeah, I'm kind of down with Inagata de Pizza. But the second part is that it's from the people behind Secret Pizza at Cosmo.
Proven track record of tastiness.
So I'm down with that. Here's the thing about the Pawn Plaza stuff. They've announced some really good food options, which is mostly what it is. I don't know if they're even putting any shops or if it's all bars. It seems like it's all bars and restaurants at this point. The question is, again...
Do they want people to get drunk and then go buy stuff at the pawn shop?
It's a gift shop. You can't even buy anything there other than Chumley t-shirts. But Well, you can, but that's mostly it's a gift shop now. And we've heard many times from anybody who's gone there, it's like the biggest disappointment in Las Vegas. It's just, it's not worth the effort. So are people going to go and hang out at Pawn Plaza? The location is shitty. Mm-hmm. And even if you're going to the Pawn Stars place, how long are you going to hang out at this little container park? I just don't know. I don't know if there's going to be enough business to keep all these food places open.
Because at least with the container park, it's got other stuff to do. Like it's a, there are different purposes for it.
And
you can go and have food. You can go and have drinks. You can let your kids run loose on the playground
or
whatever.
They're playing. They have movies. Yeah, They've got all kinds of stuff going on there. So, yes. And in the area, you're downtown. You're within blocks of all kinds of other stuff. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that this is going to, in its location, I don't know how this is going to do. Even if it has good restaurants, is that going to be enough to draw enough people down to keep them all open?
And it's such a shitty location.
I know. It's not like you're going to go there for the atmosphere.
Right.
I don't know. So anyway, that's coming in September. So a couple of quick updates on Bellagio. This has been around for a long time, and yet we hear nothing about it.
Yeah.
The fountain brunch at Jasmine on Sundays, that apparently is
ending. Does not get any...
No
traction
buzz.
Like the Sterling Brunch does at Bally's, even though the Sterling Brunch has changed restaurants and it's increased prices every few months.
Or even the Jazz Brunch at Wynn. You hear about that more than you hear about the Fountains Brunch at Jasmine. So it's ending at the end of the month, but they're going to replace it kind of with a new brunch at Lago, which is the new restaurant from Julian Serrano at Bellagio. According to Eater, they're going to be doing Sunday brunch as well as regular lunch service now, which is new. So that's starting soon. Downtown, there's a...
Still indifferent. I'm indifferent this week.
Yeah. Eh. You know me about brunch. It doesn't yank my chain. Downtown... as part of the Fremont East Entertainment District, there are a couple new restaurants that are recently opened and or opening soon.
Okay, excites me.
One of them, yeah. Now, see, downtown, unlike the Strip, has not been overrun by gourmet burger joints.
Right.
There
are some good burgers downtown.
There are.
Triple George.
They're more basic burgers.
And Binion's, I believe. Does Binion's still have a good burger?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that gets good reports. And then even
not that we've tried either one.
I've had the Jackie Burger at El Cortez. That was delicious and cheap. I'm hoping.
But do they still have it at Siegel 1941?
I'm sure they have some
whatever
version of it. It's probably three times as much as it used to be.
Right.
Anyway, Flippin' Good Burgers and Shakes on Fremont announced on Facebook a couple days ago that it's going to be opening at 10:30 a.m. on August 29th.
Will they have boozy shakes?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. I'm curious how this is. I hope it does well.
Mm-hmm.
Good to have a few more restaurant options down there in Fremont East.
Yep.
And I'm curious to try Therapy.
Yes.
Which is across the street.
The restaurant, not.
Yeah.
Not for your anger issues.
Got plenty of that. I got plenty of normal therapy. That's not helping at all. Curious to try this place. And then there's a British pub called Smashed Pig or something like that, opening next door to Flippin' Good Burgers soon, too. So there's some new places there.
The Po' Boy place.
That's just around the corner or block away or whatever. So, yeah, there's some good food options.
Vegination?
No, not so much on that one. You know, my stance on vegan.
Glutton?
I don't know.
If we were in the neighborhood and the mood.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So anyway, burger
so
joint.
So many new food options.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they end up, like what their price
point is. The sushi place? There's a new sushi place.
I know. We got food options downtown. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. More food options.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I already have a list of stuff I have to visit downtown.
Which is great. It's great. I love when we have a list of new things to do. And then it's like, oh shit, this is during VIMP week when it's really hard to squeeze stuff in. Squeeze stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna have to make some. We're gonna have to make some tough decisions, as they say in the business world, right before somebody gets fired. Some of our restaurant options might get fired, unfortunately. So we'll have to do some rankings and be very strategic during this trip.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. Okay, let's talk beer, shall we?
Oh yes, let's.
Beer gardens have become a thing.
Can I do a tangent really quick?
Why not?
Can
it's our show.
About
we can do whatever the hell we want.
Not Your Father's Root Beer. Did we talk about that last time?
I don't think we have. Go ahead.
It's some good shit.
It's pretty good. It's boozy root beer.
Yeah.
And we're being told that it's in such high demand, they're having trouble keeping up with production.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, there's going to be a shortage soon. However, because it's been so popular.
The knockoffs, they are a coming.
Yeah, Wall Street Journal had an article. Again, my friend Miss Nomer sent it to me. There's going to be a bunch of other boozy root beers coming out in the near future. It's going to be a thing. But it's good. It hasn't been run into the ground yet, and right now I'm down with the boozy root beer.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it greatly. Yeah.
You know what it tastes like?
What does it taste like? It
tastes like not boozy root beer, but it has booze in it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
And you mixed up some concoction that tasted like a root beer float the other day.
Yeah, it had rum chata and Pinnacle whipped vodka in it.
God
which
bless you.
You don't want to have too many of those because, I mean, just having that with regular root beer.
Yeah.
Is, yeah.
Yep.
But then you had the alcoholic root beer.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know if that root beer will be available at this place, but on the Strip, as we mentioned very briefly before we got sidetracked, their beer gardens are kind of a thing. You've got your SLS beer garden.
Yes, which I love.
Which is great, even though I don't think business is necessarily great there. It's a very cool spot. You've got the beer garden at Plaza, which is kind of another den of sadness. You've got the park on Fremont has a beer garden.
Yep.
There are a bunch of
them. That's enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, this new one, kind of, is opening on the Strip in the fall, according to Eater again. Chateau, the nightclub at Paris, they are going to be putting something called Beer Park on the rooftop part of the nightclub. Now, when I read this, I'm like, oh, you know what? I kind of forgot that. Well, I didn't forget. I remembered that they had a beer garden there when they first opened.
Yeah.
But I never thought about it enough to realize that it had closed.
Yeah.
It's like it was there and then it just wasn't because you never heard anything about it. It was open like 2011 and maybe part of 2012. And then
I remember
just
having it on my list of stuff at one point. Like, hey, we should do a beer day and, you know, go to the pub at Monte Carlo and go to this beer garden place and go here and
never
here and here.
It.
And we never did it.
Yeah. So anyway, the beer garden at Chateau is returning with a new name. And now that beer gardens are more of a thing, if they market it right, maybe it'll do better this time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Finally, one more item that Eater reports on, Wahlburgers, which Eater reports on Wahlburgers like 7 times a week.
Yeah.
So they finally can stop doing that because now it appears that the Wahlburgers planned for the Grand Bazaar shops, which I think we mentioned a while ago, had changed statuses on the Wahlburgers development website to maybe. It's not happening now. Apparently Grand Bazaar Shops has turned over that space to another vendor, an existing bar that's just expanding or something. So if you had your heart set on having a New Kids on the Block burger at Grand Bazaar Shops, it's not happening. So are you indifferent to this as well?
They didn't have the right stuff.
Apparently not. The deal fell through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. All right, let's move along.
Yeah, I'm indifferent. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So
does not upset me.
No. Okay, I think that's all the news for this week. Let's move on and talk about our friends at
Viator. Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to hear you say thank you.
Aw.
Handling
the thanks solo this week.
Yeah. So last week we talked about the many, many reasons why Viator is a great company to book through. All the great things. They've got the low price guarantee and they've got easy booking and all those things. One thing that you may not know about Viator is in addition to their easy booking online and through their apps, they have a call center. We don't talk about that very often.
No.
If somebody doesn't want to book online for whatever reason, they can call and talk to a real, actual, living, breathing, loving human being. And not only that, here's some trivia for you. That call center is located in beautiful Las Vegas. Who knew?
Huh.
So when you call and you book something online, or if you have a problem and you need to talk to somebody around the clock 24/7 and you call Viator's 800-888, I don't know what it is, toll-free number, or if you're international, it's a 702 number, which is proof that it's in Las Vegas, although I have a 702 number and I'm not in Las Vegas. Anyway, they have people in Las Vegas who can help you out, and that's part of the reason that Viator has so much stuff in Las Vegas. They have so many tours and activities and attractions and all kinds of stuff because they have a ton of employees there who know what's going on and can help them get hooked up and hook up with cool, reputable companies to make your vacation better. So whether you're going to book an activity, attraction, show, whatever, through Viator, whether you're going to book online or by phone, they make it easy. You can call up. You know what? Just call them and say, hey, I heard you're in Vegas. What's going on there today? Is it 175 degrees? That won't waste their time at all. Viator.com is the place to go. You can find their phone numbers on there under the contact us, I suppose. They're on there. You can find them on the website. You can, of course, download their iOS or Android apps. If you talk to some friendly people in Las Vegas, tell them 500 by midnight sent you. They won't know what the hell you're talking about, and it'll be good for a chuckle later on. 500bymidnight.com has a link for you if you're going to book something. If you click on that before you book through Viator, we get extra credit, and it tells Viator that you're supporting them through us and that then they will continue to love us long time. All right.
That's great.
Thank you, Viator. We love you. All right. Before we get on to phone calls, do you like living with me?
Yes.
All right. You look like you're embarrassed by me right now.
A little.
Okay, before we move along to our phone calls, we've got this week's Facebook group post of the week. It's kind of a self-indulgent post of the week, but it was fun to read. Jeremy posted on August 12th a question. He was wondering how long other members of the group have been listening to the podcast.
There's a podcast?
That was one of the responses. There have been responses that people, at least one person.
That same guy?
Same guy.
Because this came up.
Oh, no, not that guy.
This came up like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, no. There was somebody else that we referred to at one other point saying, I'm almost sure that this person doesn't listen to the podcast. She confirmed she doesn't even know what a podcast is.
Awesome. And yeah, that is about, yeah.
So, no, but what's been kind of fun to see about this is not only how long people have been listening, but some people have mentioned like where they found out about it or what cool. They don't know specifically, but they'll remember like, oh, the first show I listened to was the one where blah, blah, blah. And so it's kind of fun to see some of that stuff. And
were there any swear words, like the one where?
Yeah, this term was coined. No, yeah. I don't know if that was in there. But
okay.
Yeah, so lots of fun stuff. I will link to that in the show notes, as I always do with the Facebook group post of the week. And there's been a lot of activity over there this week. Lots of stuff going on. So
cool.
If you're not on the Facebook group, check it out. You might find it educational.
You also had a thread on the Las Vegas Club sale on there.
That has been an ongoing. I've deleted several too because
there were duplicates.
But yes, I've been posting updates on there as I have them. Although I think we're all up to date now. I don't know. A lot's going to happen until plans are announced.
Mm-hmm. So, until we figure out if they're closing Wednesday or not.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's right. News I'm not indifferent about.
No, it's good news.
Very good news.
Have some phone calls.
All right.
Let's start with this gentleman.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Barry Z from Florida. You'll never guess where I am.
Vegas?
I'm in Las Vegas.
I just guessed.
My wife gave me a solo trip to Las Vegas, airfare and 4 nights for my birthday. So here I am, and I'm just having a blast today. So I tell you what, ain't she the best? I just got to brag on her because, you know, how many women would do that? Of course, she hates coming out here when it's hot. So I get it in August, but I'm just happy as a hog in slop. So I had to tell you. But
I hate to raise a possibility, but I'm not even going to say it. But what if she wanted to get Barry out of the house for whatever purposes? Mm-hmm. Just saying, you might want to call home Barry. make sure she's the one who answers the phone.
Today, of course, I'm doing another casino crawl, but today it's like Henderson / Boulder City. I got a rental car. I'm trying to hit every casino with a crap table in Las Vegas and have a drink and shoot dice. But then I've got about 2 more to go, then I'm done with it. So I'm just living the high life. And I got 2 more days, and I have no idea where I'm going, what I'm doing, but I'm going to have a blast. So everybody's been asking me out of the way. I said, well, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going to Las Vegas. And then they said, what are you going to do there? I said, I'm doing the Las Vegas triathlon. I said, triathlon? I said, yeah. Drinking whiskey, shooting dice, and playing poker. And I've done it all today. So I got a little more ways to go on my Henderson Casino crawl. And then I'm back down to Bally's. I got a couple of more nights and just having a blast. So we'll talk to you later if there's something to report. So you guys keep up the great work. And once again, I just got to brag on my wife because she's just the best.
Aww.
So we'll see y'all down the road. Bye-bye.
We'll hear more from Barry shortly. So
you can hear that he's having a good time, though. You can just hear it in his voice that he's like,
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Let's set an over. Well, now that we're publicly doing this, this would be more fun if I would have asked you this after the show ended, but I'll do it right here. What's the over under on how many minutes after the show gets posted somebody posts this on the Facebook group? One of the callers on this week's show mentioned their Las Vegas triathlon, which included whiskey, craps, and whatever the third thing was.
What is your Las Vegas?
What is your Las Vegas triathlon?
I was just going to ask you that.
Mine would be video. This is going to be definitely. This will be next week's Facebook group post of the week. Somebody's going to put that out there.
And that's okay, because I think it would be interesting.
Let's say video poker, mm-hmm. fireball, mm-hmm. and... What's number three?
Pancakes?
No, that's yours.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know what number three is.
Hmm.
I only have two? No, that doesn't work. There has to be a third.
Would it be gambling or food or drink related?
Oh, yeah.
Because my trifecta is it would be some sort of drinking, some sort of gambling, some sort of food.
Well, in general terms, I always say whenever anybody says, what do you do in Las Vegas? I say gamble too much, eat too much, and drink too much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big three.
Yeah.
It's just if you want to get more specific... For me, it would be video poker, fireball, and mm-hmm. shit. I don't know what the food would be. I like
Pizza
to
rock.
Vary my. Oh, there you go. Maybe that would be it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I look forward to seeing that discussion pop up in mere mm-hmm. minutes on our Facebook group. And thanks to Barry for the call. We'll be hearing more from him very, very soon. What would be on yours? Pancakes.
Probably the same. Similar. It would be. Would it be fireball?
See, it's not like I drink Fireball the whole time I'm there,
right?
But it's a
prominent part of the
yeah.
experience.
You gotta have a couple shots of Fireball sometime yeah. during that weekend.
So I'd probably do Fireball, either video poker or blackjack. I'm starting.
I know you're.
I'm enjoying the blackjack.
Rightly so.
I'll say Fireball, blackjack, and pancakes.
Or you could be more. You could even say, I don't know. Fuck it. You could say any number of things. Whatever. It doesn't have to be mm-hmm. food, drink, and. It could be,
yeah.
I like to lay by the pool at fucking, what's the, I'm trying to think of like the worst pool, at Casino Royale,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, get a blowjob from a $10 hooker. And
oh, God. I knew you were going to do that.
Eat the flamingo buffet and then take the rest of the month off because I've got the shits. I don't know. All right.
What was it you described the Casino Royale toilets as in the book?
Churning Cauldron of Butt Stew?
Yes.
If you haven't bought the book, you get to read the words Churning Cauldron of Butt Stew.
Mm-hmm.
There are many reasons. I haven't pimped out my book on Twitter in a few days. I'm going to have to maybe...
Do some shameless self-promotion.
Use that term. I know. I'm such a whore. Got to sell books, though. That's mm-hmm. how I'm making the money these days.
You notice how I'm not immediately jumping in to disagree. No, you're not a whore, honey.
No, I'm not looking for that. I'm not. I'm really not. I did post on Twitter the other day that I would be putting myself up for sale this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there have already been a couple offers.
Yeah.
Apparently someone thinks I'm worth three cases of Natty Light to be their personal manservant.
Whoa.
But it's big hoss and I would do that.
Oh yeah.
You know, there'd be terms and conditions. I could drive the Escalade to brunch. I would stay inside the Escalade rather than go to brunch probably, but
mm-hmm.
Anyway. Okay. Moving along.
Tim and Michelle. Hello.
Hello.
Matt from California.
Hello, Matt.
Just landed in Vegas waiting for somebody to pick me up.
Awesome.
They just got engaged last night. I'm going to be witness their marriage tonight.
Woo.
I love living in California. $100 round trip to Vegas. I'm only going to be here for 18 hours. Let's see what happens. Maybe I call back. Maybe I don't. I don't know. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
Do you want to take that toy away from our dog?
Yes.
Tearing it apart.
Man.
I was wondering why he's been so quiet, and then I realized, oh, he's destroying the toy that was filled with treats. It's always something with that guy. We thought we had a solution, and now we're finding the solution is... Did he swallow part of it?
I don't know.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right, well, that's going to be an expensive surgery. oh, we're going to hear more from Matt in a couple minutes. You can look for the rest later. It's fine. It's fucking dogs. I'm sorry, guys. Next phone call.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Chris from Round Rock, Texas.
Hey, Chris.
Staying at Flamingo for three nights here. And one of the nice things about staying at Caesars properties, we all know they don't do a great job of keeping up with their shit.
Truth.
But I called a few days ago and I'm a platinum member. I'm a low roller. I'm a platinum member just because I got the credit card. And in the past, I've checked in at the little Platinum Diamonds, you know, check-in. And I called and said, hey, can I still check in there? They said, no, that's for Diamond only. But I show up with Flamingo, and obviously they still have the Diamond / Platinum sign up top. And on the right is the Diamond / Platinum members only. So so for the first time, hey, it's a good thing they don't, you know, keep up with their shit, because they figured, hey, let's just let the Platinum schmucks check in here instead of changing the sign. So we got to check in there and get, you know, coffee and water. And I popped in a few times to get some more water. So that was good. We went to dinner last night at Batista's Hole in the Wall. And we usually go to Il Molino, which is a fantastic place in the Caesar's Farm Shops. But it's pricey. And we're like, you know what? Let's check out a new place, save a few bucks. And I cannot recommend this place enough. My dad's side of the family is Italian. So I grew up with, you know, a lot of good Italian meals. And so this place, you basically pay, you know, 25 to 30 bucks, depending on your entree. And you get, you know, Italian bread, I mean, garlic bread, soup or salad. The soup is fantastic. Your entree, some pasta, a delicious cappuccino afterwards. And best of all, free house wine, red and white wine with your meal. It wasn't the best wine in the world, but, you know, I wouldn't drink too much because you might feel like shit the next day. But it was, you know, just to go with your pasta. It was excellent. And a very old school classic Vegas place. I didn't know that much about it. My wife had a friend who recommended it. And one of the best parts is, as we were about to get ready to go, you know, that little magazine you get from the taxi cab about, like, you know, places to do in Vegas, whatever. We saw a little $10 off coupon right in there at Batista's. So Batista's Hole in the Wall, I highly recommend it. Good old school classic Italian meal. And the place is great. The place has got a lot of ambiance. I feel like it's been there for a long, long time. It's right behind the Flamingo, right next to the Bally's sports book. So yeah, if, you know, I haven't heard that much about it. I've never heard of it before. And so it's a great place. So I recommend it. If anything good happens in that, I'll give you guys a call back, and hopefully I win some money, because it's been a little tough so far. But my wife is up, and you know what, between the two of us, if she's up and I'm not, I'll enjoy Vegas no matter what. She, her winning makes us probably come back sooner. So that's a good thing.
I know that feeling. Her winning directly corresponds to her level of fun, much like you.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that.
So here's, oops.
Sometimes.
Sorry. Here's the thing about Batista's.
Yeah.
One of the more polarizing things in Las Vegas, as far as whether or not people like it or not, they either love it or they really don't.
Mm-hmm. We've never been.
We have not, and part of the reason.
I don't really have a plan to.
No, the positive things are usually like, oh, it's really cool, a really cool old school place, or it's a really, you get a lot of food fairly cheap compared to other places.
But I haven't heard good things about the quality of said food.
He was okay with it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
be the exception.
A lot of times, the people who aren't into it have said, you know, we went there and the environment was kind of cool, but the food, meh.
Right.
So, I don't know. He liked it. We got a positive on that side of things, but it does get mixed reviews, so keep that in mind. It's located next to the Hole in the Wall Casino, that little, our lease is here for 13 years.
Stage door?
We're going to be here to, stage door and, not Hole in the Wall, stage door, and there's liquor store. And
Max is going crazy right now.
Can you?
Yeah.
We're almost done. Oh, guys. Every week, I thought we're going to do it this week. We're going to make it through without the dogs making a whole thing. And we get down to this point, and then suddenly he's... Okay, so let's check in with Barry Z again.
Oh, it's Barry Z from Florida calling you again. I just got to give you a tip. And here's the tip. Don't ever go shopping for a ball cap when you're drunk. I was such a hurry to get to the airport on Sunday, I didn't bring a normal cap. And it's only like a million fucking degrees out here. So I was down there like in, you know, near the Boulder Dam, and I'm burning up. So this joint had an $8 ball cap. I said, that's a great deal. Because like, they're like 15, 16 bucks every place I've looked on the strip and such. So I bought that. Well, I just I'm at the Joker's Wild Casino here on Boulder Highway, and I went in to take a leak, and I looked in the mirror, and oh my God, it's hideous. I mean, I haven't had such a disaster when since I bought a shark skin suit when I was drunk in 1976. So I'm going to wear it until I go home, but it's going in the trash can at the Tampa airport. But I'm telling you guys, so don't ever buy a cap when you're drunk. So that's my Vegas tip for you. So I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for that. No drunk shopping in Vegas tip. You hear that?
Nope.
Oh, that's funny. Let's check in with Matt again.
Tim Michelle, Matt from California again. Weddings happen.
Hey.
500 dogs were consumed.
Yay.
As wedding treats.
Wieners for everybody.
I don't know. I'm in front of the Fremont. I'm wasted. It's great. It's great. We're all having a good time. Thanks so much for the podcast. The D is our home. Weddings happen. Fremont happens. Baccarat
happened.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much.
I love it.
I enjoy his happiness and his enthusiasm. All right. Next up.
Hey, 500. It's Mark T. Just wanted to report in. We're out here in Las Vegas for our buddy Chad's 40th birthday on August 14th.
Happy birthday to
Probably
him.
Probably already passed by the time you hear this. But I will remind anyone, there's something about being in Las Vegas on August the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
It is uncomfortably warm.
Yep.
So this is not the time of year to be walking around the strip or deciding to walk from one casino to the other. It is just oppressive and uncomfortable. So we're taking taxis everywhere or staying inside as much as we can. Have had a great time so far. Within an hour or two of being here, I crushed some table games, turned 200 into almost 1,400, and then I've been gambling all day ever since and just keep winning. So one of those days, hopefully I can take some of it home with me. I did get to go eat at DuPar's for the first time ever, and thanks for your recommendation on that. That was great. Also snuck in some secret pizza last night, so I'm doing some good stuff, and I am adding to my bank account and my waistline, I believe, on this trip. So that's it. Hopefully, good rest of the trip, and peace out. See ya.
All right. Thank you for that. Sounds like a lovely time.
Yes.
Fucking dogs. Why do we have dogs again? Are they supposed to bring us some sort of joy?
Yes.
Let me know when that starts. All right. Final call of the week.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. Barry Z from Florida.
Hello again,
I'm
Barry.
I'm at the start of my final full day in Las Vegas. And just a couple observations. I'm staying here at Bally's. I was out late last night. I got up late this morning. So I had the breakfast at the Buca Buffet here.
First
here
review.
At Bally's. And it was perfectly fine. It's a steam table buffet like you'd have at any major hotel in a major city for about the same price. The eggs, I know the scrambled eggs are powdered. They were okay, but gosh, the bacon was really good. You know, the big pans where they have all the strips. It's some of the best I've had on a steam table ever. So I even went back for seconds. So I thought the value was certainly decent, you know, for a breakfast where you don't want a bunch of, you know, gourmet stuff. It was perfectly fine. But my discovery on my Henderson/Boulder City casino crawl, I ended up down at the Hoover Dam Lodge, which I think was remodeled. It was something else in years past. And it was listed in the casino guide as having a crap table and a Boulder City address, so I went in. Well, there's no crap table. It's all slots. And the weird thing is they got one of those Dottie's casinos inside their regular casino. So, you know, that Dottie's, I guess, is a chain of convenience stores with slot machines. So they've got their own casino and one of these Dottie's casinos in there. How weird. Well, anyway, on my way out, I noticed something, and they've got their own little Hoover Dam Museum. They got a comfy sofa to sit on where they run a film, and they've got, you know, large photographs, you know, of the dam construction. And I will say this, it's as good as a museum we paid to go in at the dam site. The video is excellent. It's comfortable. The photographs are just great. So if you're anybody's heading down to Boulder Dam, stop in there, look at their display, and save your money from the museum. And if you want to crank a magnet through the coil to light the light bulb, go to the Children's Museum in your hometown and just give a pass to the Hoover Dam Museum. So that's my observation from that little trek down there. And by the way, it was 1,000,000 degrees plus down there. It was so hot. So, and I'm still wearing my horrid cap. This is my last day. And like I say, it's going in the trash at the Tampa airport as soon as I get home. So keep up the good work, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the calls. I like that people are surprised by the heat in the desert in August. It'll get hot there.
Yep. That's one thing about staying downtown, though, is you don't have as great of a distance between casinos. So
yeah, I do like that. And the canopy provides a little bit of shade, too.
Yep.
So any interest in a Hoover Dam Museum of any sort?
Me?
Yeah.
No. We still haven't made it to the dam yet.
Well, I don't know that I really have that great of a desire to see a wall. And then a museum is
We've flown over it. That's good enough for me.
A museum is what? Pictures of people building a wall?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do much for me either.
I'm good.
I'll stick with what I've seen on the History Channel. Okay, finally, before we go, a couple quick things. Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. This week's, I was happy to see that somebody bought an album, a CD from one of our favorite artists, Frank Turner, and his new album, Positive Songs for Negative People. $10 for the CD. Here's the funny thing I noticed. If you buy the MP3s on Amazon, it's like $14.50.
Yeah.
If you buy the CD, it's $10, but it comes with downloads of the MP3s.
Weird.
I know. So buy the CD, you get both. I'll link to it in the show notes. Frank Turner is awesome. The album is very good. I recommend it. If you've listened to our other podcast, Dyslexic Heart, you've no doubt you've no doubt already heard Frank Turner a couple times, just not necessarily the new album. So next time we do one of those, I'm sure we'll be pimping it out. All right, before we go.
Oh, yeah, lots of good new albums.
Before we go, we've got a bunch of people to thank for PayPal donations this week in our final attempts to corral our dogs for the last 5 minutes of the show. Oh, my God. I'm going to leave him at a farm somewhere.
He's like a demon right now.
Okay, I'm going to fire through these. Kelly with a recurring monthly donation. Thank you, Kelly. It's okay. You can tend to him if you need to.
All right.
I can handle it.
Please say thank you for the both of us.
Michelle says thank you to all of you.
Yes.
Fred, he said, thank you for making my workouts easier. He's been listening to the podcast for many years. Thank you, Fred. We do appreciate it. Trisha, sending Karma donation for an upcoming trip. Love the podcast. Read the book twice already. Ooh, wow. Repeat reader. That's awesome. Can't wait to get back to her favorite city with Melanie. Melanie, I think, donated previously, I think. Debutantes of Debauchery. I remember mentioning them last week. Thank you, Trisha. We appreciate it. Our good friend Hunter with a donation this week for something he referred to as the Truth, Honesty, and Freedom Fund, a.k.a. the Don't Make Shit Up Fund, which that's a super PAC that is being started to elect Hunter Hillegas president of everything. And I'm in charge of the super PAC, and he is the candidate. And he does not believe in making shit up, and he believes in truth, honesty, and freedom. And I support all of those things as well. Thank you, Hunter. We love you, buddy. Chris and Lorraine from the UK, they've waited 7 years to finally send a Karma donation for their forthcoming Vegas trip coming up in just a few days, I believe next weekend. And we're told the payment also covers the use of the podcast title for the name of his fantasy football team, which fantasy football over there means a different thing. They actually have fantasy soccer. Did you know that's a thing?
I did not.
I can't imagine, like, so what, like one guy scores the entire season and you win your league? It must all come down to who the goalie is, don't you think? Because that's where you're going to make your points, I would think, in fantasy. Somebody don't explain this to me. I don't want to know. Great. Now I'm going to have a 14-page email from Dave Lifton explaining fantasy soccer.
Lift strong.
All right. Brian from San Diego, longtime listener of the show, headed to Vegas for, this is a couple days ago, for 5 nights. Longest trip ever. First half is a family trip, the fun side of the family. Yay. Second half is a birthday trip with friends. Awesome. Sounds like a great trip. Also said he's loving the book. Been reading it bit by bit whenever he gets the chance. Awesome. Glad you're liking the book. Glad you're having a Vegas trip. Have a good time. Todd heading to Vegas for the first time in 10 years next month. Holy shit, that's a long time to go without. Appreciates the info and the laughs on the show. Thank you. Glad you found the show. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Jose with an anniversary slash renewal of vows trip. Oh, that sounds like a fantastic excuse to go to Las Vegas. Happy anniversary. Congratulations. Lindsay. Now, this is a good one. Lindsay said, because my idiot fiance can't figure out how to use PayPal and asked me to do it last trip, I told him to figure it out his damn self, which, of course, he couldn't. We lost. He blamed me, and he spent the last 6 months showing every Facebook karma win in my face, shoving each Facebook karma win in my face, saying that could have been us. Here's your karma donation. Win or lose, it's no longer my fault, and I won't have to be annoyed by every karma post.
Aww.
That's great. Good luck. I hope that you have much success in Las Vegas. To you and your idiot fiance. Finally, we got two more. Heather and Steven from Tulsa. We know them. They're my favorite people from Tulsa. Headed to Vegas on the 20th to celebrate their friend's 40th birthday and 15th anniversary. 22 people on the same flight from Tulsa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's going to be a party jet.
That's going to be fun.
Yep. Drink up. It's going to be a good, there's going to be some fun times on that flight. Love the podcast and the book. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great time. And, maybe they'll call in with some drunken tomfoolery. That would be fun. And finally, last one of the week, Taylor. He said, not that I don't go to Vegas during semesters, but squeezed in one last short trip before the semester starts. Sometimes you got to do that. Work around your schedule. Thank you, Taylor. We appreciate all your support. Thank you to all of you.
I no longer have to worry about that.
I know. You're not in school anymore.
Exciting.
Congratulations. Thank you, everyone.
But I understand that constraint.
Yes. Okay. Have we forgotten anything this week? We've got thank yous. We've got Facebook. We've got Amazon. We've got news. We've got calls. We've got
dogs.
We've got Dr. Dave. We've got my book. I think we've covered all the bases. I'm going to go abuse a couple animals here.
But he's so cute. He's going to give you that face.
As he rips your arm off. Oh, my God. Okay, guys. 500bymidnight.com is the place to go for links and show notes and stuff. 500@gmail.com is where you can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions, which we will get to one of these days. And, of course, you can find us both on Twitter. If you had been following me, you would have seen that Las Vegas Club news first. I'm going to go pat myself on the back some more. 500 is my Twitter thing. Anita Martini is her Twitter thing. And, of course, our voicemail line available to you.
Is patting yourself on the back what you call it now?
Yeah, exactly. Our voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night. 702-866-9494. I think that's it. I think we're done.
All right.
Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, calling, putting up with our canines, and dealing with our bullshit every week. We do appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.